Time again for StoryCorps. Today, remembering the Los Angeles riots. 20 years ago, L.A. police officers were charged, then acquitted, of assaulting Rodney King. The news sparked riots in the city, and we'll hear next from three people who lived through them in the neighborhood of South Central. They were working at KJLH, an all-music station located on Crenshaw Boulevard, right in the heart of the riots.
I'm Karen Slade. I'm the general manager of KJLH Radio. We were prepared for people to be unhappy, but we couldn't believe our eyes. People were beyond angry. They were crazy. It's like they lost their mind. The phone started lighting up, and my jocks shut down the music. They stayed on the mic. They took the calls. And probably for the next 3 days, we just became all talk.
Paige, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, hey, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Compton. They've been having fires out here. They said a guy.
What is the situation in that neighborhood right now?
A lot of smoke, a lot of sirens, a lot of gunshots.
And, brothers, please, please stay indoors. Please, please take care of yourselves. Yeah,
my name is Eric Rico Reed. Where we sat, our studio, we had a picture window, and it was just like looking at a movie screen. And we're looking right across the street at the TV repair shop. And we're watching people take something, throw it through the window, grab a broken TV. And it's, I can't believe this guy. It's a TV repair shop. The TVs don't even work.
They don't even work, man. They're just stealing them to be stealing them. It makes no sense.
It was crazy.
There's a fire truck missing right now.
And
a fire truck. A fire truck has been stolen. About two or three mail trucks.
My name is Arthur Williams. We saw an Hispanic guy. He was being beat severely in a black priest. Went out in the middle of the street and held his Bible up and draped himself over the guy that everybody was beating. And they dispersed. You know what he did was unbelievable. So I said he's a hero.
It took almost forever to get stores back in the community that were burnt to the ground.
It was very disheartening, but the knuckleheads were few. They were devastating and they had a horrible impact, but they didn't destroy the community. One lady came out and she had some of the neighborhood kids and she got them brooms and everybody was sweeping. They were cleaning up Crenshaw and I had never seen it before.
There were just so many things that were in our community. Our community wasn't perfect, but it was gorgeous. And some areas haven't come back and probably never will.
We heard Eric Rico Reed, Karen Slade, and Arthur Williams remembering the L.A. riots at StoryCorps. Their interviews will be archived with all the others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Get the project's podcast at npr.org.